Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Oh, man. They ain't gonna see that one though.
No, no. I just smacked the back of my temple.
You just concussed your damn
Jesus
self,
Christ,
basically.
Yeah. Seeing stars. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. I'm trying to stay alive.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make it.
Welcome back, man. Another week.
It's been a rough one. This has been a rough one.
Yeah, man.
We gonna make it through.
Yeah.
How's your week been looking?
It was cool until today. I had some bad sleep.
Oh.
And I had a smidge of sass today. My sass levels. Very moody. Yeah, I did not have a good night's sleep.
So, yeah.
But aside from that, it's been good. But yeah, today wasn't. So I hope to get home and rebound. Yeah. Got 3-day weekend coming up in Boston. Stay progressive. So
yeah, stay progressive. Ahead, so.
Just trying to finish out the week strong.
Yeah.
How about you, man?
Poof. I'm on a slave ship.
Night. Ooh, I hear you on that.
On
weekend shifts.
Bro, I'm just like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know. Like, my girl, like, works for a startup now, and, like, she tells me all these things and, like, all these ideas people be having and how much money people make, and I'm just like, damn.
Damn.
That shit sounds sweet.
Like, yeah.
Start having your own idea and running with it and working on your own time, your own hours.
Something you want to do?
Yeah, bro. I was like,
passionate about.
I was like, yo, I got 3 more years. Like,
yeah.
I literally was like, all right, by the time I'm 30, I gotta start doing this.
Without question.
I was like,
I'm getting very conservative with my funds. Like, I can't. Very, yeah.
I'm like, ooh.
A lot more savings, yeah.
Yeah, because, oh, definitely.
But man. I think we had a better week than Blake Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
I dos mio.
Boy looked up. He was looking at that LA sun. Got that text real quick.
Oh.
First, you know the first thing he did? Look at that Detroit weather. He's on the beach with we dating Kendall?
I think so. I believe
he flipped
so.
Over.
He was dating.
She definitely breaking up with him. Not yet, though. It's too obvious. She going to wait a little while. Say, like, 2 months, she going to start hitting him with the, we don't ever see each other text. that's the one. We don't really see each other as often.
Yeah, let's try again in the summer. By then. Bye-bye, Blake.
Oh, boy, you know what? She won't even say anything. He'll just start seeing her in paparazzi.
Oh, the tabloid.
And he'll hit her up. Like, hey, what's going on? She's like, well, we just don't see each other anymore.
I thought you understood.
Yeah. Thought you understood once you got traded that this was nothing.
L.A. to Detroit.
He posted up this, like, really, like, heartfelt message on his IG.
And I see that. Like, I felt the tears.
Damn. I know you don't mean none of that.
No. No. What do you think he would rather? A 4-year contract with a no trade clause or the 5th year with the trade clause?
That 5th year is worth like 39 million.
Almost,
I
think, yeah.
It's like almost 30. Ooh.
So I was thinking, when I think about his comedy ventures and just his entertainment, like prospects.
Yeah, I would say 4 years with the no trade just because.
And guarantee yourself in LA.
That market.
And I mean, 4 years? Yeah. That 4th year is like.
That market. Cause his endorsement deals are gonna die.
Yeah,
in Detroit. Not like his major ones, obviously, with Nike and Kia, whoever else he has with. But like those local endorsements,
yeah,
make a lot of money off of those things. I'm sure he's in a lot of endorsements in the LA area, and then He does his comedy and all that other stuff. It's probably what, two comedy clubs in Detroit? Yeah. Don't kill me. I don't know, but
if that word, I'm agreeing. Word. I don't even know if that
word. Shout out. I don't know. Isn't Tonya from Detroit?
Yeah,
she gonna have to come on here. And yeah, tell us one time, yeah. I'm concerned for
at
it.
At least they got Evan now. They got Blake and Andre Drummond
and Andre.
Shout to Andre.
Who do you think won that trade? So wait, the for the listeners, hold on. The listeners, the Clippers got Tobias Harris, Boban, whatever.
Boban M.
Avery Bradley, a second round pick and a first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
In exchange for
Blake Griffin. And I think like two backup, a Willie Reed and a third individual.
I didn't know they even got two other people on that trade.
So a Blake Griffin.
Mm-hmm. Now Willie Reed's is a suitable big man body, but they don't need any more big men. I don't understand why. Like now their front court is just so stacked. But what do I know? But the Clippers. Oh, sorry. Proceed. Who do you think?
Oh, yeah. When I got the news from you, I was like, what? So then I instantly thought, okay, smart on the Clippers part.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the first year of a
massive.
Yeah.
5 years. Every year. 4 year with a fifth-year player option.
And he's definitely opting in for damn near $40 million.
He opted in today.
So, what, $180+ million contract. I don't remember off the top of my head. And he just got injured in December, which is a recurring theme. Mm-hmm. Him getting injured. I'm like, you maximize. Not even. They should have been traded him when I think about it. But you got pretty good return for, because I think he's not going to be able to stay healthy. If he stayed healthy, then I'm a person you always go with the talent.
Yep.
Love talent. Take the talent. Like, see Chris Paul, that deal looks worth it now. And they gave up like 55 players
for him. They gave a lot of players for him.
But that looks worth it right now.
Yeah.
But I just don't think Blake's going to stay healthy. So I like the Clippers.
Even if he does stay healthy, I just don't see how competitive they can be. Because you have Blake Griffin, granted, he has, I want to say,
I gave you some notes in the, I should have kept my, in the show notes, some about stats and such.
This is what he's averaging currently.
Mm-hmm. And
Blake is averaging 22.6 points, 8 rebounds, mm-hmm. 5.4 assists,
mm-hmm.
and almost a steal. Okay, hold on. I didn't know Blake was, oh, hold on.
Yeah.
On 44% field goal percentage, 34% from the three-point line, and 78.5% from the free throw line.
That's what the Pistons are getting.
Wow.
Who are currently, at the time I wrote this, I assumed they were 2.5 games back, and I thought for sure they're going to lose to the Cavs last night. We could get to that.
What? I did too.
But now they're like a game behind in the win column.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. You have Blake and Drummond basically clogging up the lane.
Mm-hmm.
Blake can shoot some 3-pointers, but he's mostly like a post player and a mid-range jump shooter. Mm-hmm. They have no 3-point shooters on that team now.
I caught yesterday's layup line of a Cavs game. They got Reggie Bullock. And yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I think I saw Ish Smith hit a couple.
He can't shoot. He can drive. They have Stanley Tolliver, who's a forward that can shoot threes, but he's going to be off your bench.
And you, yeah, the Cavs are not a good gauge either.
Reggie Jackson gets back. He's not a 3-point shooter.
Yeah.
He's a decent starting point guard for you, but there's no range on that team. Your best 2 3-point shooters you traded away, Tobias Harris and Avery Bradley.
True. I'd have to look up. Well, yeah, you're right. I don't know aside from Reggie Bullock because I know that's his specialty, but yeah, that's all I. Yeah.
I mean, Stanley Tolliver is good, but he's literally like a power forward.
Yeah.
He shoots a lot of threes, but he ain't going to start.
Yeah, I was thinking if he does stay healthy, like, you can boost your Hall of Fame. You got 5 years in the East.
Oh, for sure.
You can rack up some all-stars.
And the East is for the most
part. I wanted to ask you, how many of these current Eastern all-stars is he better than? How many are better than him? We gonna put respect on that. We're not gonna say him, but okay, aside, we after know him
already, Bron.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm gonna put respect on the boy in Boston too. So after those two,
okay, Kyrie, Greek Freak, I take over him.
Mm-hmm. Say DeRozan this season.
Yeah, DeRozan because now he got a 3-point shot.
Yeah,
Joel Embiid, I'll take over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's even questionable.
Yeah, with the hell,
we don't know how he gonna progress with them back to backs. But even though he's playing
that one close,
but he's better than Blake.
Yeah,
he's better.
Yeah.
I'll take Kristaps too.
Agreed.
That's about it. I mean, you got John Wall, Bradley Beal, Kyle Lowry, Al Horford, Kevin Love, Victor Oladipo. Nah.
So we took what, 5 players over him? 5, 6?
Kyrie, DeMar, LeBron. Yeah, 5. Oh, Wait, would you? Drummond's an all-star now.
I don't watch enough. You know Drummond better than me, so you got to tell me. I know a healthy Blake, you can run your offense through him.
I'm a Drummond feed. What? We've been holding down my fantasy squad. You see, last night had 20 and 22.
I saw that. I
said, all right, that's what we need from you.
I was like, golly.
So I don't know how good Drummond really is, because Stan Van Gundy makes it a point that Drummond gets all the rebounds for them.
Yeah.
So he can start the break, everyone starts running. So he gets all rebounds. I don't know if that's just naturally who he is, or if he's a decent rebounder.
Isn't he a decent playmaker for a
he's
center?
He's a great playmaker, only off pick and rolls, though. Mm-hmm. Most of the time he gets the ball top of the key, they give him the ball, and he'll set a fake little pick, but he's great with the passes as well. I don't know how many assists he's averaging, but he has a decent amount of assists.
I believe like 4.
Get some steals, some blocks for you. Yesterday, he ripped IT. Ripped him. And then started the fast break and ran off for a dunk. I said, okay. Mm. But he's pretty decent. I don't know if he's better than Blake, though. That's Blake's team. You can even tell. I don't know if he was watching the game yesterday, but
I watched that game.
But like they just kept. So I watched it online, you know, and yeah. I watched the Detroit Pistons feed. But it was hype. Blake nonstop. Blake Griffin, Blake Griffin, Blake Griffin, Blake Griffin. Like, they just kept
all over the Drummond place. Drummond gonna mesh?
Yeah, but it was just him, though. They weren't even talking about Drummond. And, like, I watched a couple of their games. I like to, you know, yeah. I had Tobias Harris and I had Drummond. So I was
they play the Grizzlies tomorrow. I'll be tuning in.
Yeah.
If he plays.
Lord, we can only hope.
Yeah.
But I like to see how they're doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're gonna work together.
Yeah.
I mean, but then again, the East is not really solidified like that. Outside of the Celtics, and I hate to say this, but Toronto, the Raptors are playing really well this year.
I had to put respect
outside of those two. I mean, the Cavs are basically a wreck right now. I mean, they're still gonna make the playoffs, obviously, but I don't
and when you project, we're gonna get to the Cavs, but if you project,
yeah,
and you assume LeBron leaves,
oh, it's a wreck.
Cleveland becomes hell, so
yeah. And John Wall's out for the next 2 months.
Shaky Warriors.
The Wizards could possibly not even make the playoffs, depending on how well they play.
Yeah.
So there's definitely room for them. I mean, outside of that, Miami's playing well or decent, but there's no one really notable on their team besides Hassan Whiteside. But people forget about him all the time.
Yeah.
Him. Who else? That's really the most competitive teams in the East.
Who's going to take Love's spot, you think? I was trying. Who's up on LeBron's cursed All Star team?
On an All Star team,
yeah.
On the Cleveland.
Oh no, no, no,
I was
no,
like,
no.
You know, I picked up Jeff Green, hoping fantasy wise he would get some more minutes, but we'll picked up Jeff Green yesterday in a heartbeat. I said, Kevin Love hurts that. Trying to trade him away now.
I was like, ooh, yeah, I've seen that run before. He out for a while,
6 to 8 weeks. I looked it up. Playoffs that's like the second round of the playoffs. I got to make it past the first round. So I was like, you have to let him go. Someone going to take him. Put him out there on the market. Someone going to be dumb enough to take his ass. But who's going to take? Wow, there's so many injuries right before All-Star.
On Bron team.
But not even just on Bron. Like in general.
Boogie.
There's been two replacements already.
They're all up for Bron. Boogie, Wall, and now Love.
All on, ooh.
Curse of the King.
he can't
catch a break.
Injury bug.
Damn.
Who? Bradley Beal.
He's on already.
Ooh. You surely just in the East,
right? I was like,
it's bleak.
Where y'all gonna look for one? Pluck somebody from what, Miami? Like who?
They might take Hassan Whiteside, I guess.
Shit.
It's dark out there in the East.
Yeah, Curry. I'm
trying to think.
What the show in your rotation, LeBron?
How it might make it?
Yo, what? I forgot.
He's been a surprisingly decent numbers this year.
So did he have like a 20-10 last night? Damn.
One could only. I don't know, Bron.
Yeah,
but he got him. It's him, Durant, and Anthony Davis still.
That's a plus.
That's a
plus. Yeah, we about to play 40+.
That's a dub.
We need this dub.
I don't.
Ain't much going right for you, Bron. You need this one.
I don't know how Curry was drafting, but that's another story for another day.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But
Blake, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
Shocking, but.
I'm a watch. Yeah,
how do you feel? Would you have traded Blake? What do you think about
that? I would have traded him a long time ago.
Yeah.
Though. I wouldn't even waited for this, though. But they felt, I see from both sides, though. Like, they kind of felt obligated to keep him once CP3 wanted to for sure leave.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't want to leave yourself with nothing and, like, go into a season already knowing you're going to tank, basically. So they tried it. And to their... to their credit, the Clippers started off pretty strong this year. I think they won like the first six or seven. They were looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. But then everyone got hurt.
Yep.
Everyone. And then Blake again. DeAndre Gallinari punching people in the face. His glute is hurting now. His quad's hurting. Patrick Beverley's out for the entire season. These players just, you know. And then Blake got hurt too. So.
They smart though. They locked him up. It's like, yo.
And then gave him away.
At 5 years of Blake.
Now they say, oh, okay, you pay him this money. I wouldn't have taken that trade.
No.
For Detroit. They must, you know, really,
Stan Van just trying to save his job.
They must really need a star out there.
Yeah.
They must Stan really Van, need a he gotta star save with his some job. Cachet, cause.
Yeah, if he stay healthy, he should.
They should. I heard they make the playoffs somewhere though. Who, them? They should. Mm-hmm. They definitely should. I heard a report somewhere that one of the main reasons why Detroit made that trade is because they did need a star. And they have that brand new arena in downtown, and they haven't sold out not one game this entire season.
Damn,
that's insane.
Sorry, Drummond.
Even when Cleveland comes in,
yeah, that is wild.
Yeah, not sell it out.
That's wild. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. So
damn.
I wish you the best. I'm definitely gonna catch those games though. Not all of them, but
yeah, I gotta see at least. Yeah,
I want to see the first couple. See how they do. Yeah. It's going to be crazy. Just, I didn't even think about that because now, I can't wait for the playoffs. I can't wait for the offseason. I love the NBA.
I know.
Now you got to figure out what Boogie's going to do.
Yeah.
Blake is locked up in the East. LeBron going to
You want to get to them?
Yes. Let's jump to the Cavs real quick.
Another week, another Cavs update. I try not to go full Stephen A, but it's got to be the end. It's got to be the end. I read this article in Bleacher Report yesterday about Dan Gilbert. He's assumed, he's pretty much the GM for the team now. Mm-hmm. Loves Isaiah. Won't trade the pick. Like, if I'm LeBron, why would I lock myself up in this hell for another couple years? Or even another year.
He won't, but.
And they bought.
They going to lock up Isaiah, though.
I'm this close. Then I'm not. I'm this close. I won't go. I won't say it
they
yet.
They ain't going to make it. Honestly, the way they look right now on this day, they're not going to make it out of the East.
Ish Smith. Reggie Bullock. I watched that game flying through the lane.
Yo.
I was like, wow.
I promise you, right?
125 points.
Listen to this. No. Listen to this. So, my girl, she went to the Knicks game yesterday, right? So, I had a little bit of free time to myself. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. Didn't even know what to do with myself. I'm like, you saw the silence in the house. I'm like, oh shit. Like, so I'm like, all right, let me check out this Detroit game real quick. I'm watching it. I'm like, yo, damn, Ishmael fast. I'm like, yo. I promise. Oh. I'm like, yo, Ishmael is just blowing past everyone.
Oh my goodness.
Getting the rebound, just pew. I remember, Drummond got the rebound, just passed it off to him, full court. He outran everyone.
And
two of them were back, and he just, cut through them, an easy layup. I was like, are y'all even here?
Tolliver was always open. There was always a man open.
Always.
I think after the second pass, you got to open look guaranteed.
It was like one pick and roll, two people were cut, somebody was open.
Isaiah looks terrible to play with. Yeah. LeBron looks, oh man, you could see it on him. I feel so bad.
LeBron literally looks like he's just going out there. He's gonna try to win, but if it doesn't happen, he doesn't really care. He's like, yo, I'm gonna get my stats. I think that's really how LeBron's looking at it right now. But at the same time, what can you really do? He's in his 15th season. He's gonna exert all this energy for this team, and then what?
Yeah, for people that's not even trying.
Yo, you can see they not trying.
JR is horrible. He should be like...
JR's 30.
He's supposed to be starting
JR 32.
Racing.
He looked 37.
Wade better.
He looked like... You know he reminds me of? Paul Pierce when he played for the Clippers.
Oh my God,
remember when he just couldn't shoot no more? Like his legs were just gone? JR is still getting up off the ground, but it's just... I don't know. He just cannot shoot anymore.
It is sad.
I seen too many games with 30 plus minutes on the court with 0 points.
I just hate watching it. I feel so. Isaiah's yelling for the ball every time. Oh my God. I can't wait for Cleveland to lock him up to his max contract. Oh, yeah. Cleveland's and I'll never watch him again.
Cleveland's going to be the only team that gives him money. I hate him. That gives him max money, what he's looking for. And he'll stay happy.
And Bron definitely going.
Oh, yeah. For real. And what are you going to do? Live in LeBron's shadow? You can't match up to LeBron.
Poor Love.
Love going to be trapped. Love might ask for a trade, though. If LeBron leaves, Love might demand
Love can't stay with that.
Mm-mm. Him and Isaiah can't mesh. 1 month in, and you already questioning me?
Yeah, you're not even a third best player on this team.
As long as you questioning me.
Yeah. After Wade. Wade's the third best player on that team.
Definitely.
Right? After that, what? Is what, Tristan? This is Jesus.
He just doesn't look, you know, he looked great last year in Boston. That's because everyone played around him.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing him amongst other great players, and he looks terrible. Like, all of his flaws are being exposed. Like, you play no defense.
It's, oh, God, and people are just, I think Bullock posted him up and got an and-one last that? Night. And his size really becomes apparent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, Bullock, I think, is 6'3", and he walked past him at one. Yeah. He had the ball over his head, and Isaiah was at his armpit. I was just like,
Isaiah, Jesus. You know what's funny? Isaiah has never looked as small as he did until this year.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's the Boston Green or something that adds an inch or two, but he looks so small.
He's such in that a net negative.
And just like, and then even when he got that, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He just shook his head and like walked away and waited for Bullock to shoot his free throws. Like, whatever. I saw a play. Tristan got the rebound, passed it off to him. Is 1-on-4.
That thing going.
He pulled up for a three.
Pew!
1-on-4.
You heard what he said, though? What did they trade for? Did they know what they were trading for? He's crazy, man.
But realistically, though,
Bron got to sit him
what
down.
What else is he good for, though? Like, if he doesn't score points, he's not good for anything. He doesn't play any defense. He doesn't really. I wouldn't call him a great passer.
He's nothing.
So what is he good for? If he doesn't score, he's nothing. Really nothing. Like, so he's trying to.
That's the rep people give Melo, but at least Melo can rebound.
Melo 6'8". He can
body up
some kind of defense.
He can post up, and he's just taller, so he can get away with more because he's taller.
Yeah, you being 5'9", whatever he is, because he don't look like he my height or that court. Like.
Oh, Jenna.
But even with you being that small,
you call me and I ain't sending for you. Oh my God.
You should still be able to play some defense.
I guess he's still getting back from the injury.
I've let that one go
because I don't even know. Even at your best, like,
I don't remember him being this bad on defense last year. But then again, Boston did well of covering up his flaws because you have Marcus Smart and those other people, who Terry Rozier, who locked down on defense.
Hey, if they want to guarantee LeBron, like, this might win. This might end so badly.
Yeah.
Like, second round flame out.
It's not also realized, though. Last night was only Isaiah Thomas' 10th game. Well, 11th game. It seems
that's like what I'm holding. There's less and less as the time goes on I can hold on to.
It seems like he's been playing a lot of games, but he really hasn't. So I'm like, let me give the bit of
the see all up in the videos, bro.
You know something that's really subtle that I realized, though?
What?
Last year on Cleveland Cavaliers, right, when they on the bench, right, LeBron has one of those like high seat cushions that allows him to sit above everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Isaiah has one too. I'm like, do you think this is your team? Like, he talks as if like
it's
this
about
is,
to be.
Is it just wait?
You gonna run everybody off? Just wait,
and you won't see no nationally televised Cleveland games next year. They'll have one. I think every team is mandated to have at least one. But it'll be on NBA TV.
Oh, God. When they lock him up. I hope they turn it around.
I mean, 6 to 8 weeks. They might start tanking for real.
Yeah.
Not tanking on purpose. They're going to start losing.
But they can't blame Love anymore.
Love is hands down your second best player.
Oh, without question.
When Love got hurt yesterday, in my mind, I hope he's not faking because they about to get in his ass again.
I thought it was going to be because I could have sworn he's had this injury before.
Yeah. And it looked like nothing happened. Yeah. It was like, oh, shit. But then I got the update from Woj. I was like, oh, damn, his hand's broken. And then I immediately thought about my fantasy team. And I can get out this bond.
He cool though. He's away from all that drama. He's good.
Yeah, he chilling with his girl.
He won't be talking. Yeah, having to answer to Mr. Thomas. Yeah, but wish him the best.
All right. So you put Durant taking from Curry. What did you mean by that?
I was just thinking when, like, I caught the highlights of Curry, him and Kyrie going against each other on Saturday. And how, like, he used to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the many cons of Durant going to Golden State is they don't really, those individual performances are, like, few and far between to that extent. Mm-hmm. Compared to, like, during the second MVP season, particularly.
He was going off in that year.
So I want to get your opinion, like.
I mean, that's how it is when a better player comes and plays with you.
Yeah.
It's the same thing, like, Wade was going off before LeBron got to Miami. That's just how it is. And, I mean, I'm sure Curry expected that. Because, I mean, there's a few people that think Curry are better than Durant, but they're not in my circles because they obviously blind.
Wait, what happened?
There's a few people I've had, not personally had these conversations, but I've seen debates about this and little Reddit blogs and little Reddit forums and things of that nature.
No.
How they should defer more to Curry over Durant other and all this other stuff. I mean, Durant's obviously the best player on that team.
I agree.
He don't want to be the leader. He doesn't want to be, but he's obviously best player on that team.
But yeah, I mean, I'll give it to the people that say Curry is the one, like the engine, like him being on the court. Yeah, I give him that, but yeah, he just can't do as much as Durant can.
Hell no.
Can't.
And Durant does it so easily.
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
All right, yeah, I'm not going to talk. Give him props. What's next? I hate him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
That was such a weak move. But whatever. Fuck him. Fuck the Warriors. They're probably going to end up winning this year again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hope the I'm going to hope the Rockets beat them in the West, because that's our best hope right now.
That is wild. I don't know why I was thinking about walking over here, but Thompson is like locked up for another 2 years.
And Tristan?
Clay.
Oh, what am I thinking about this nigga, Tristan Thompson? yeah.
And they're already the favorites for this year, and if they're the favorites for the next 2 years, that's what, 5 rings for the Golden State core.
I hope Tristan.
Not their guest.
I hope Clay leave.
That's insane.
Oh, we just start. I mean, someone's gonna have to leave, because I'm sure Clay and Draymond gonna want more money. They on a nice little bargain right now.
Yeah, if you say that now, I've been like, they want to win, but after you win, like,
four
rings?
Yeah, you good.
Like, one is one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One is the goal.
Yeah.
Two is like, wow. 3 is like, whoa. But yeah. When you start to get to 4, that's like rarefied air. Yeah, 4 rings. Like, all right. And they could potentially have 5 mm-hmm. by the time they up for contract discussion.
And then you get 4, and then by the time you
locked you up for the Hall of Fame.
You close to your 30s also, so you're like, all right, it's only so much more money I can get for the next couple of years.
And all your individual goals settled.
Exactly. Like, let me go get a max somewhere real quick and
lay
make sure my family's straight for the rest of their lives.
Start preparing my Hall of Fame speech.
Because imagine right now what max is. Steph Curry got the max, and it was 5 years, $201 million. Imagine 5 years from now what people are going to be making. Mm. I went on Spot Track today. It like breaks down all players' contracts, and mm-hmm. I'm at work stressing, and I'm just depressed.
You got dizzy.
And Steph's last year of his contract, 45.6. Granted, California ain't gonna take a lot of that, but 45.6.
Yep.
I'll deal with them taxes. I'll write them a check.
Person, I'll make it work. Yep. Yeah, I'll make it work.
Because he gonna get what? Even if he got half of that. We can figure it out.
When you guaranteed the net,
guaranteed.
Like he looking like, oh, you 100. Oh, that's cute. I'm gonna definitely net.
Yep.
And that's a conservative estimate. Yep. He getting more.
Yep. Jesus. He could blow out his knee tomorrow. And God, be good.
It's a lake up.
God bless the NBA. Like, he still have enough strength to walk to his mailbox every month.
Okay.
It came in.
Ankle's good enough for that, yeah.
Oh, man. Boogie.
That was sad.
I knew it happened, though. You know, it's so sad, like, because I see so many, like, Achilles injuries nowadays in the NBA. I just knew. I was like, damn, this ain't looking good. And the way he fell, he just, like... And Boogie don't be playing no games. He don't be faking or flopping like that.
Yeah. I don't think he gonna be the same.
Then he gonna say, Me neither. So how Kobe came first, back.
Then I was like, is he gonna get the max? I think he still gets the max. He's still gonna from get the New max. Orleans.
I don't know if he's gonna come back. If he's gonna be
same. No.
You think he's gonna stay in New Orleans though?
I think he's gonna have to, because he's gonna become like untradeable. I think his play is gonna decline. He's definitely going to drop from the heights he was at, but then as you try to
recover
from the Achilles.
People won't know that. His
well, unless they like trade him within like the first couple games he has, because I think eventually through the life of like a 5-year max, I don't think his play is going to hold up. So unless they like pull a Blake, mm-hmm. then... But,
well, he's only eligible to sign a 5-year max with...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 4, actually, because the Bird, they don't have the Bird rights. Yes. So, but yeah, 4-year max. He can
sign a 4 with anyone, though.
But I don't think anybody else is going to give. Who?
You know how many teams need Boogie?
But who is Boogie now? Achilles is serious. They
don't know, but I'm saying they'll take a risk.
I know New Orleans will, because they really don't have a choice, and they're trying to keep Anthony Davis, but...
There's a lot of teams who don't have a choice.
Who? Who else do you think would sign him?
Cleveland. If LeBron leaves...
Oh, yeah, they okay, you're IT, right, yeah. Gilbert would definitely
and
sign.
And they'll definitely trade. They're talking they'll themselves. Do a sign and trade. Kevin Love go to Pelicans. Who else? Washington. Oh, now they're already strapped.
Maybe.
But they're already strapped for cash. They got Wall, Bill, and Otto Porter on these crazy contracts. Oh, yeah,
and Wall. I could see those.
There's a couple of teams
right.
that
I could see Cleveland if LeBron leaves. And you're right, there's always a team.
There's always a team that'll give you some money and then be... disappointed just off the hope that you do come back and be yourself.
Yeah, you're right. When I think about the players that's getting
because
paid.
He's not gonna come back before the season starts. He's gonna come back what
he said 6 to 10.
Yeah, so
he probably, should really just max that out and come back like
especially if someone give him a max.
10 would be like November, December this year.
Especially if somebody give him a max,
he should wait. Yeah,
you give me a max, I'm waiting as long as I need
what?
To my
I'm doing this yeah for you, not me. It's guaranteed, but I want to fulfill my contract to the highest of my abilities.
Because then even once you heal, then you got to get back in basketball shape. So
oh, yeah.
It could be a year before.
He a giant human being.
And he's exactly. He's already like a little soft. He ain't like the strongest guy. So yeah.
wish Robinson out for the season.
And his shit was kind of scary, though, the way he, like, not scary.
I didn't see any of them. I just.
You didn't see this one? He was like, what, Russell was throwing him up an alley. He, like, ran to start and jumped and just fell right on his back. Midair. Just like someone shot him in the air. Like, bah, bah, bah. Just shot him right in the edge. Oh, shit. And he just fell right on his back.
Yo.
And then Russell was just looking like, yo, what just happened? Like, you know what just happened. And that shit was done for, too.
Damn. And then Wall.
Yeah, with knee scope, whatever the hell he getting done.
That's dicey.
That is.
That's the first year of his max, too.
Word. People, but you know what's happened. NBA.
I remember me and Chris, we used to always, because Wall and Griffin, I think they went 1-2 in the same draft. So Chris was a Wall person, I was a Griffin person.
Blake?
Who's ahead? Yeah, who's ahead currently?
Blake.
Barely, but.
Barely.
Blake, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is, yeah, Wall is not looking good. As a former owner of Wall on this fantasy team, he cost me a couple games.
There was someone else that, what, he came out 2013?
Who?
What draft was John Wall in?
I do not. I know we were still in college. No, before that. I think we're still in college. Someone, maybe 2011?
I think 2010. Damn.
2010.
Oh, yeah, Boogie was definitely.
Oh, yeah, Boogie was the. Well, that's a ooh.
Boogie was the fifth pick.
That's an underrated. Who were 3 and 4?
Let me go to it right now. 3 and 4. 2 was Evan Turner.
Oh, I'm bugging.
Yeah. 3 was Derek Favors.
Where was Wall?
He was number 1.
Where was Griffin? Oh, he's not in the same. I'm bugging. My bad. Oh, he was the next. Oh.
Wesley Johnson was number 4. Oh, Wesley. Wow. John Wall got drafted higher. Let me just go through right now. Some people I see off the top of the dome that I know are better than him. He got drafted higher than DeMarcus Cousins,
mm-hmm.
Gordon Hayward,
mm.
Paul George.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What a draft.
Let's see who else is in here that matters. Yeah, that's enough for right now. But that's three people. I mean, wow. Granted, he's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He just ain't taking the one over the top. I expected more from him, honestly.
Yeah, damn, now the constant.
Was Blake 2009?
Yeah.
All right.
And he sat out a season, so that's why I thought.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the year.
He sat out then because of some of his kneecap.
Oh, yeah, this year was bleak. Number, I mean, well, not just, not the year itself, but number 2, Hasheem Thabeet.
Oh, yeah. First, second round pick in the D League.
Let me tell you who Blake got drafted ahead of.
That Blake wasn't one?
Blake was one.
Oh.
But I'm telling you who he got drafted ahead of.
Oh, okay.
That's currently better than him. James Harden. Steph Curry.
Wow.
And DeMar DeRozan, I'd take over him.
Damn, they were all 09?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, some pretty good draft classes.
Yep. Shit was pretty deep.
I think the 2011 was the Love Rose one. And Westbrook. No, I'm lying. Westbrook was before Harden, right?
Yeah. Nah, 2011 was Kyrie Irving.
Oh, my apologies.
Who got drafted higher than Klay Thompson and Kawhi.
Hmm.
Not too bad.
What is LeBron,
Jimmy
though?
Butler was 30th in that draft.
Damn.
What? You said where's LeBron?
Where does LeBron go? Where? I know, he 03 number 1. I know him. Come on.
Oh, okay. Man. I'm
put
like,
some respect on him. Yeah, 15. Keeping it going.
Yo, LeBron's playing like a fucking man possessed. I don't know how he still does it.
Where do you think he goes? Where would you like him to go?
Oh, after this?
Mm-hmm.
Oof. There really ain't too many options. I mean, if you go to Houston, how's that going to work? You want a max? James Harden, they just keep throwing. Every time they get free money, they give it to him.
Yeah, even like
they just locked him to like 2032 or some nonsense.
Yeah, and you're gonna go into his house and take, yeah.
Every time they get more money, they're just like, oh yeah, we can extend you.
Yeah, I mean, Chris Paul gonna be the odd, you the odd man out.
Chris Paul might end up getting like a Kyle Lowry type contract, like one of them 3-year, $100 million type contracts.
Damn.
And then you still gotta pay LeBron 5 years, 201, or
you wait,
you gave Steph 201. Mm-hmm. LeBron gonna be like, give me 207. I'm the highest paid player in this league every season.
Every penny.
Would I do it? Hell yeah.
Every penny.
No.
Chris Paul, who are you?
5 years is a long time. LeBron is 33. So when he's 38, I'm gonna give him $45.5 million.
But you can at least two, maybe three high quality years.
One could hope.
You get two. Cliff, I think you get two.
That cliff comes fast. You don't even see it coming. You be in the gym one day.
Yeah. That is true.
Nah, I have faith in him, though. Because he's still like a man possessed out there. I'll give it to him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I need to go. The Rockets are like...
That's the only place he could really go. You can go to New York, but then they
just win,
lose. Yeah.
I would have said the Spurs, but Kawhi is just...
He can go to L.A. If you don't really care about winning no more.
Oh, he just won.
He just want to be in a hat in a, you know, nice big market. You got two houses out there. Yeah. I don't know what he was planning for. Like, what do you?
Yeah.
Must be. He must think that neighbor. Maybe it's for the, you know, he's a smart guy. It's probably for investments.
I guess.
Houses in the same neighborhood?
Yeah. I think I'll combine like $48 million. It's just... It's like, what? What do you do with all that property?
He was bored. He was at home. I got too much money. Let me spend something. Buy a house. God. That's what Steph going to be doing in year five. I don't know what to do with all this money. Him, Michael Conley. I'm like.
Oh, don't mention his name. Don't mention his name.
I looked it up today? His father. I looked up a lot of things. I know that sounds like I didn't have a lot of work to do, but I did. I promise. His father is his agent.
Conley?
Yeah. Great. He must be a great negotiator. Or Memphis must be some of the dumbest fucks in the world. They gave Chandler Parsons money, Mike Conley money. I saw something today that the Cavs might be interested in taking trading for Marc Gasol.
But what?
I don't know what that's going to do for them. He don't play no defense either.
And what are they going to give up? They're not giving up the Nets pick.
For Mark? Give up Tristan. Shump.
I guess if you're trying to tank. Oh, God almighty. All that sound like trash.
JR has never really been. Well, that's not. When he was younger, he was good. He got to New York, though. He started partying.
He got the hand in his system.
Got the hand in him. Then he went to Cleveland and detoxed. And now he on his relapse. His life is like an Eminem fucking album catalog. Now he relapsing.
Well, ain't no revival in sight.
Yo, cause that shit.
God.
Boy can't shoot.
Yeah. Pray for them, man.
What else we got on this? Oh, the Grammys.
I ain't
watching. Oh, it's about the NBA All-Star Game tweaks first.
Okay.
They should definitely televise the draft.
Yeah.
That's hands down. Cause I'm like really interested. I really, really want to know what order the picks were in.
Yeah.
Because LeBron's team before injuries was way too stacked. Like, was Steph even trying?
Yeah.
Steph got to be one of the worst GMs ever. But I feel like he picked his teammates early on, and that's why he got fucked up. Like, once LeBron picked KD, he probably picked, like, Greek Freak or something like that, and then LeBron picked AD, and he's like, oh, give me Draymond, give me Clay.
Oh, no, they do the starters first.
Oh, who were the starters then? So you got Greek Freak.
Okay, after the... Boogie, Greek Freak, AD, DeRozan, Embiid, and Kyrie. So he fucked up. You say Greek Freak, okay. LeBron already got, he got KD. How are you not Boogie or Kyrie?
Got Joel Embiid. He fucked up. So you let LeBron get KD, AD, and DeMarcus Cousins. And Kyrie,
yo. Wow, he really fucked up. What the hell was he doing? Strategy.
He was sitting there like,
Riley, do this for me.
Yeah, how could I fuck this up today? Nah, I don't want him. He better, but I don't want him. He must be out to prove something. Maybe he thinks if he has the worst team and they win, he can prove how good he really is. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
Because the draft in order... I'm like, damn, you really like you just want LeBron to win. Or maybe he's like, yo, I'm gonna let LeBron win this because he ain't gonna win nothing else ever again.
Damn.
That's the way shit's looking for him though.
Live.
Oh, you want KD? You can have him for tonight.
Nah, it's cool. It's cool. It's cool.
You can borrow him. Go ahead. He'll come back to Golden State. Don't you worry. It's nice and warm.
You should know. Everybody should know what this feels like. Yeah. Go ahead.
You should experience this at least once in your life. Oh, man. But yeah, they definitely should. I'm sure they're going to televise it next year. Yeah. I was seeing some estimates for ESPN. That if the NBA like poached, I think it was TNT, it would be like $5-6 million just to televise it for an hour. That's free money.
Also, I don't know, why do you do announce it like weeks before? Why not do it at the actual event, like closer to the game? Like, what does that do? Does that add a bit more intrigue? And then you,
well, I think they will next year. I think this year is more so
just to start out.
Just to start up, but also to get people talking. Because the first year they're doing it, and like, we don't know the draft, us, and not, like, now everyone's talking about it before it let it, like, oh, how did this happen? How did this happen? Versus if it would have happened closer to it, we would have only had, like, what, a week or so to, like, actually engage in the debate or even a short amount of time and then just see it.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point. You keep it how they did it, but you just televise it earlier.
Yeah.
So that way, like, Westbrook gets picked like third on the reserves.
Woo! I can't wait.
Or somebody else gets picked in front of him, yeah, but he happens to be facing that team. That adds
animosity. Yeah. Because did you see the interview when he thought he got picked last? Oh,
did I? Yeah. And Melo was amping him up, like, yo, whoever that was.
Oh yeah, that was
hilarious.
He thought he got picked last, but I like it because then there's gonna be some NBA players gonna have their feelings hurt.
Yeah,
they're gonna think they're great and gonna get picked last for the All Star team.
Who you think got picked last? Had to be Big Al.
Oh, I'm about to say, yeah, Al Horford.
Had to be him, fact, right?
That's hands down. He barely made the cut.
It had to be. I don't see who else.
It was definitely Al Horford.
Or maybe Curry with his exquisite taste. Might
have. Where he might pick, yeah, you know, Al can pick and pop really well. Let me get Al Horford.
Set good screens.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sure they will.
Oh, well, Ben Simmons taking love spots. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. Ooh. I'm trying to think of players that could.
No, that's actually because he got snubbed. He's balling. You look at his numbers. I don't know about snub. That's a strong word, but he's. I mean, let me look up his numbers. Let me stop acting like I ain't got the lap right in front of me. But Ben Simmons, I mean, he can't shoot a three to save his damn life.
Not a lick.
But listen to these numbers with him not being able to shoot. Come on, ESPN. Here we go. 16.6 points per game, 7.3 assists, 7.9 rebounds.
That's a man. Yep.
That's insane. Averaging a block, 2 steals.
How old is he?
I think the boy 19. The boy 21. Jesus. That's a grown man. Sorry. Put some respect on his name. With 52% field goal percentage.
That's what's insane.
This motherfucker shooting 0% from the 3-point line.
Still? At least he's consistent. Man's consistent.
Because he don't attempt any.
That's hilarious.
And 56% from the free throw line. I wonder why his play efficiency is so low. It's only 17.92.
Maybe them threes?
The guy
that'd be the threes.
Zero.
That's zero. That's zero. That's zero.
That's weighed heavily. Zero on your average. It's like in school when you like forget the assignment, you get a zero, your shit drop, and you get like 300s after that shit. It only come up a little bit. That zero weigh heavily.
So you did excellently in part one, Mr. Simmons. But.
This one category is really pulling down your weighted average. But yeah, Ben Simmons. They don't want to give LeBron Ben Simmons, though.
Oh, yeah, all these people are going to LeBron.
So LeBron got Drummond. Who else did he get? Who replaced DeMarcus Cousins?
Oh, Paul George.
Oh, shit.
That's a slight drop off, yeah. But just a slight. Drummond over Wall, who just had a knee. That's good because he's been kind of injured and awful.
Say, so, I mean, Drummond's been better. Another guard, another big man.
And Ben Simmons over Love.
Those would be reputable, I mean, good enough replacements. He literally got, I'll say not equitable because
that boogie.
DeMarcus Cousins is way better that boogie than fucking Drummond and Paul George.
He was top 10, top
but
7.
You still
but
got a big that. Man in Drummond, then you got Paul Drummond George, been top 20, basically, and then Paul you get George. Ben, you get Ben Simmons,
yeah,
to replace Love. Huh, I would say that.
Yeah. You got close to equal value. Close to equal. You gave up a dollar, you got about 85 cents, 90.
They got Ben Simmons listed as point guard.
We all have dreams.
Boy, 6'10".
Aspirations.
230.
That's insane.
How much was LeBron when he came in the NBA? 220?
I don't even know.
Yeah. I just remember somewhere between year 3 and 4, he came back. And I was just like, there's like, yeah, he 260 now. Oh, all right.
Boy, had a productive summer.
Was hanging out with Dwayne Johnson in the summer. Oh, we got the Grammys. Did you not watch? We can brush through this.
I did not really. I was in a mimosa haze for much of Sunday. I did not.
I caught a bit of it.
How was it?
It was all right. I don't really care for award shows.
Yeah.
But I didn't like that for the most part. Any category that Bruno Mars was in, he won all categories he was in.
The most part.
All seven. Swept that shit.
Record, album.
Best song.
Jeez.
Some other shit he won, but he won seven.
Did you hear that album? Just as quick.
It's all right. I mean, okay. I didn't like it. It's good, but it's not
this good. Like,
I think as a collaborative, like as an entire project, 444 should have won.
Yeah,
I liked the way 444 flowed. It was consistent. It was just great as a project.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think 24 Karats, whatever the fuck that is, 24 Karats of Magic, whatever that damn thing is called.
Something like that.
It didn't feel great all the way through like 444 felt.
Yeah,
but I felt like they just gave Bruno Mars everything that night. Like I felt like whoever won something in a particular category, they gave it to them all the way through. Like Kendrick won all five for the rap category.
Mm.
And I was like, some of these moves were questionable. I was like,
Yeah.
All right. Like, it's like whatever category you win, they just gave it all the way through.
I was surprised Jay didn't win anything.
Nothing.
Surprised.
I was surprised too.
Because that was a really good album.
Yeah. They never appreciate you for some of your best work, though.
Yeah.
Because that was a great album. But he didn't get it. I mean,
you know how many Grammys he has?
Who, Jay?
Yeah.
He said it on one of them songs before. 20-something. That's why we got.
He got drinking age Grammys.
I know you said 20. What song was that? How many Grammys?
I believe he tied.
Drake only got 3.
Yeah, man, that hurt my heart to see. I saw a list of them.
You know what's good about that though?
What?
I started typing how many Grammys does, and Drake popped up first.
Woo! These niggas hating.
Jay-Z got 21.
Drinking age. Him and his protege.
Kanye got 21 too.
M got 15. Kendrick, I remember looking like, and then I was like, where's Drake? I was like, damn.
Beyonce. How many you got, beloved?
I guess only matters as much importance you put in it.
Yeah. Beyonce got 22.
Mm.
Shit. Boy, Stevie Wonder got 25. Wow. This is insane. It's biased. That's good for Kanye. I didn't realize he even had that much.
Yeah.
That boy talented as fuck. We have anything else to discuss tonight?
Nah, congrats to Drake. God's Plan number one on the Billboard 100.
Some streaming records, mm-hmm, too.
That as Spotify. Well.
Was that January 22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Most streams ever in one day.
Like, second number one as a single artist, fourth overall.
Mm.
I mean, might be a good 2018 is all I'm saying.
Okay. We could only hope so. It's funny, as soon as like Drake dropped that shit, and you sent me that picture of him breaking the Spotify record, I showed it to my girl, and she's like, damn, J. Cole really fell off. And I was like, what the fuck that got to do with this? Like,
that's a shame, everybody. I do it to be funny, but that
I was like, you just taking low blows now. What the hell is gotta do with this picture I'm showing you? Man.
He should be up this year, though. He took last year off, so he should be up this year. Drake, J. Cole, Kanye. And Black Panther soundtrack. Heavy Kendrick on it.
Yeah.
Next week.
I'm not really looking. I don't know. I'm a little down on J. Cole's stock right now.
Yeah.
I'm still invested, but I haven't checked it in a long time. So I could be rich or I could be poor. We'll see.
When
his next album drop. We'll hope for the best.
I'm consulting with my portfolio manager right now. As soon as the Drake stocks on an uptick, LeBron ones. After short, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Oh, man.
And as we discussed earlier, I might need the money.
We won't go into that one. We'll have to leave that one on wax. Both of us be homeless.
Hello, Brooklyn.
Oh, man, this has been great. I enjoyed this episode.
Yeah, thanks for making the trip.
Yeah, and man, no problem.
We had to pull some strings to make this happen, people. But
word, but we dedicated. It's worth it. God always get them out to the people. You, yeah. The listeners, are the reason why we do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you the spill no more about, you know, supporting, but make sure you share, subscribe, and rate the podcast. As always, we're on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher,
SoundCloud. We're trying out something new.
Yeah, we're about to try out something new. We'll keep you posted.
And we got a special app coming as well.
Oh yeah, special app coming out.
So look out for that.
Might be two in a week. What else? Oh, the YouTube page. Make sure you check out the YouTube page.
Oh, yes. Yes. If all goes well, yeah.
Yes. Check out the YouTube page.
We'll keep you posted on that as well.
Yeah.
We're serious this time.
For real. Very serious. But nah, until next time, just cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.